Rocks. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. I am Brock and Hunter. And before we do anything, no, Hunter, I need to take a moment. All right, I need to ready myself for this. I need to ready the listening audience because out of nowhere.
Let me tell you what I had a dream last night. I saw somebody's penis, and I can't remember whose it was.
That's exactly what Hunter just said to me off air, and I'm like, don't say another word. Don't say another word.
Can't put my finger on it. I think it was a buddy's because it was awkward. I remember it was awkward, and it was just a glance. It was just, but that's all it took in the dream for it to be. I'm never talking to you again.
What's the scenario where you accidentally saw?
See, here's the thing. I'm not going to remember the dream until I see the penis in real life. You know, then it'll be like, oh yeah, that's
it.
It was you.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Unless you've already seen all the penises, okay, you won't know which.
What scenario was I in last night? Maybe I was at like a football game. You know, standing next to a buddy at the trough.
Is it?
I can't remember.
Okay, but then you're the weirdo in this scenario because you know the rules of the trough. You eyes up.
Good peripheral vision. All right, I can't.
So you're saying it was a big penis? Is what you're saying?
I mean, it was. I couldn't tell you.
Big enough to catch it out of the corner of your eye, huh?
I just remember I woke up, all frantic, sweating. I don't know why I was sweating. That's weird.
Well, you know, I mean, you see a rogue donger, that'll throw you off in a dream, all right?
Oh, God!
Yeah.
Wife looks over, you all right? I'm like, okay, good. You're there.
You look over, your wife's eating a hot dog. What's wrong? Oh, my God. Eating a hot dog in bed? This is weird. Okay, so
I didn't go back to bed.
I feel like I want to ask more questions, but I'm also kind of like, I think I got enough from you today. You know what I mean?
I mean, it wasn't yours because it wasn't a little stubby one.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I don't know. I think you dream about me a lot, all right? I think you do, and I think you just don't want to admit, okay, that you dreamed about my penis. I think that's what it is.
I bet you.
For the sake of this friendship, I don't think you should admit that either. So that's what I think it is.
All right. I bet you didn't expect to hear that this morning.
No, not.
You know, I had a dream about a penis last time. Just can't remember who's.
Out of all of the words that you could form together in sentences, that was not the one that I thought you'd mad lib up at this time. At this time. So.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Hoy. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's going to end the show. That's where we're going to go. God. And why don't you just
Thanks for
take a break.
You have weird dreams, too. I don't know why that was in there. Usually I have good dreams. Yep. I'd like to share with you.
Whatever. Quit trying to justify your weird penis dreams, all right?
It was a nightmare. That's what it was.
You know what? From here on out, you keep your distance, okay? Anyway, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is W.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, I mean, they'll do it all. Like, they just put on a new door handle for me. It's like I got a brand new truck, man. It's amazing. So big or small, go see them. And I know, Hunter, it's not a brand new truck, okay? I get it, okay? I got some.
Your door handle fell out. What are you driving? Is it just a car from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
It doesn't matter. John's going to fix it up for you. John's going to fix it up for you. AIR's got you covered, man. Anyway,
you get it. He's busy.
I'm busy, Brock.
Your door handle.
I just drop it off from time to time. Just do what you want to it. I'm sure it needs something.
Quick run around.
Sure needs something. Anyway, go see them. AIR, Advanced Import Repair.
Sometimes criminals don't usually have the most success, especially when they are amateurs. A 36-year-old woman named Andrea Roten. And
what up, Brooke?
And a 30-year-old guy named Jeremy Appleton broke into a house in Reynoldsville, Pennsylvania earlier this month to rob the place. They thought that the six people who lived there were at the airport, but they were wrong. Oh, they were wrong. So when they found the people were home, they decided to improvise and tie them up. But they didn't have anything to tie them up with. So Andrea took her bra off and used that. Hot. The bra wasn't very effective, and the 17-year-old girl that Andrea tied tied up quickly escaped. The cops came and both Andrea and Jeremy were arrested on several charges.
Wow, what a story. Was a bra too small? Couldn't tie it.
I don't know. I'm trying to see if there's anything here in the report on what size sweater hams this lady had. Yeah, because if she's rocking some big old boobies, you know, you'd have enough material. But bras are also kind of stretchy, so I don't know if you can tie it tight enough. You know what I mean?
It's probably not the best thing. You know, I wouldn't be confident being the criminal, you know?
Has a woman ever tied you up, Hunter?
I don't think so.
No, you've never been handcuffed or tied to a bed with a pair of a bra?
Dude, that's a horror story just waiting to happen. I never set myself up for a situation like that. You're all tied up, then you're way too vulnerable. That's
what a
you guys that do that are crazy.
What a pansy. What a pansy.
What a pansy.
You scared you're gonna be left there, huh? So you gotta take
your
wallet.
Well, dude, when you can't do anything. You never know.
What a baby.
What if some chick ties you up and all of a sudden do that flip switch switches and boom, she just starts stabbing you. What are you gonna do? You can't do nothing. Who's the pansy?
First of all, what kind of women are you hanging out with that's ever been a worry for you?
I'm just saying. Come on, you've seen Kiki just all of a sudden just go nuts.
Yeah, but never been to the point where she's like, oh, this broad's going to stab me. I think the problem is you, Hunter.
Well, no. No, you've never been tied up in that situation, you know?
There's something freeing about being lying there helpless like a baby calf at the rodeo. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think you're wrong. I don't know.
That's why you have safe words. That's why you have safe words.
That doesn't matter when you go psycho. There's no safe word when you're losing it. I just don't trust people that much. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I think you need to reevaluate the women you've been with, because if you at any point she's like, "Hey baby, let me tie you up." You're like, "No, psycho." I'm gonna risk the chance of you stabbing me while I'm tied up and can't defend myself. I think it might be the women.
Here's the thing. Why do I need to be tied up? What's your weird thing that you got going on where you're like, oh, yeah, he's tied up now.
It's a control thing.
Yes.
It's a control
exactly.
thing, you know?
And I have none in that situation.
What a little baby. Good Lord.
I'm just saying, it's not a good idea, guys. Or girls. Oh, the girls like getting tied up all the time? Find out when you got some psycho dude walking around.
I'm not saying you have to do it every single time, but every once in a while, throw a pair of cuffs on. Get weird with it, you know? Yeah.
Would you let Ted Bundy tie you up, Brock? No, you wouldn't.
That's Ted Bundy, moron. Of course not. I'm not going to. Would you let It the Clown tie you up? No, I'm not going to let him tie you up.
You know? Just saying.
I usually do. If I do get tied up, though, you got to do things that you can break. So, you know, like nerd's rope. Like, that's always a good thing to get tied.
A nerd rope.
Yeah,
Why even do it?
You can chew through that one. You can chew through that one if things get out of hand, all right?
What do you fake like you're tied up to? Oh, I can't get up.
Yeah. Just like, it's a lot Straight of it's up. Fake. You just, Dude. You got to role play. It's not like I knew Kiki. I didn't think Kiki was an actual vampire or a cop when she dressed up. You know what I mean? It's all role play, you know?
Dude, my odds, dude, the chick would handcuff me to the bed and look me dead in the eyes and swallow the key.
I hope your wife's listening and later on she goes, Hunter, I'm going to tie you up. Go out, here's some rope.
You can beat feet, lady. I ain't getting tied up.
All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.